Hello and welcome to a fresh new episode of a new series, AI Unplugged, where we explore how AI is reshaping fintech and the way we do business. In today's world, commerce is fast, complex, and data heavy. You can shop at the click of a button, but when you press pay, you rarely understand how your money moves. At today's scale, merchants who can handle various payment channels at once can struggle to decipher the data goldmine they own. Because now, payments are not just records, but insights that guide decision-making. This is why fintech providers are racing to build AI-led systems that offer end-to-end solutions to businesses. In this series, we will discover what goes into creating a robust payment software infrastructure and how exactly it works. We will examine the changes already set in motion and plot how innovations will shape our future. In this episode, we are joined by Amit Tyagi, Chief Technology Officer at SubPassa, under whose leadership the company underwent a complete systemic overhaul. How do you pause and make a strategic pivot in response to new demands? How do you evolve from simply a B2B collections company? And how do you maintain first mover advantage when competitors close in? We'll put such questions and many more to Amit on this episode. Hello, Amit. Welcome to the show. Delighted to have you.
Hi, Gaurav. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here.
You know, Amit, let's start off with a basic question, but a very fundamental one for my own understanding and understanding of our viewers and listeners. You have watched this transformation unfold. You have led this. You have also had a ringside view, a front row seat. The products, the speed, the team, what is it that surprised you?
Well, Gaurav, as you know, in this AI era, it is easy for us, to transform our existing things, right? Mm-hmm. In SubPassa, we are almost 9 years old company now, and there are some legacy systems in place, and we are serving to your B2B customers, and we are a payment collection and disbursement platform, right? So by this AI things, right, what we thought, okay, let us move fast and let us take the advantage of this AI thing. So what we decided 1 year back that, okay, we'll transfer our entire system. Then we gave target to our developers. We had a decision in the management that, okay, now we'll transform the entire things and we'll take this to the next level, right? So how we started this journey, obviously it was a bit challenging for us initially that, okay, first of all, it comes through the management, right? And we decided that, okay, let us take the hard decision. So as a management team, right, we actually, gave the privilege or the access to our developers, mm-hmm. that, okay, you please take the, some hard step, right? And they start, performing well, right?
Right.
So it's sort of a big move, to transfer our entire things to AI, right? Mm. Now the entire team is motivated and they are excited. They are, taking advantage of all the AI things, right? So in last almost 3 months, right, we launched almost 12 to 14 products using AI, right? And now we are serving those new transformed product to our customers. Mm-hmm. And we are getting lots of good feedback from the market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about AI as commoners understand it. Someone who is not initiated in the world of AI, non-technical people, and everyone is saying, talking about AI first. Everyone is talking about being an AI native and AI first company, from all your competitors to fintech companies and everyone else in the related universe are claiming themselves to be AI first. What does it actually mean? What does it entail?
So, AI is new tech, right? As you know, right? And everybody is trying to, utilize the power of AI, right? As a fintech company, as a B2B, platform, obviously for us, we have a helping hand. Now we have, you know, the support, additional support to us, so that, you know, we can make the product fast. Say, for example, I'm just giving one example, like we are working with the banks. So bank is basically going, you know, different transformation,
I think, right?
So there are lots of requirements which are coming from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we were struggling to serve our customers, right? Suppose somebody is referring to us and they were, you know, asking some kind of customized solution for us. So it were taking lots of time, maybe months. But now to create a prototype, right, using AI, it takes hardly like 1 day, 2 day, or maybe a few of the, you know, products in the hours, right? And as you are saying that AI first and AI native. So obviously, you know, I will not say that we are completely AI native company now, but yes, we are trying to build all the required solutions, everything on AI in the coming future.
You know, one of the questions is that, is of course, AI has accelerated the pace at which you can now create and build. So what it took, say, 7 years earlier, maybe now it takes a few months or if not a few days. Clearly, the pace have moved to a completely different level now. So the key question is, what do you choose to build? That is going to be the key determinant of what direction you are taking. What is the vision? How do you decide what to build?
Yeah, so Gaurav, what we have decided that, okay, now we will be, you know, creating Subpaisa as a platform where our, you know, partners, merchant, they can, you know, leverage our platform, right? Initially, we were having, you know, this product, say, for example, this payment system in place. Now, what using this AI capabilities, we are building the platform, right, where the customer will have the end-to-end solution with them, right? Suppose somebody is from e-commerce or maybe somebody from education, retail. So they are going to different platform and they are, you know, so what we are trying to build, we are basically clubbing all the things in one place by, you know, taking the advantage of AI.
Absolutely.
So we are trying to build a platform where you will get each and everything along with the payment system in place.
Absolutely. You started off as a B2B collections company.
Yes.
And now you have Settlepaisa, QuickPaisa, Xchain, conversational stores.
Mm-hmm.
What is Subpaisa becoming?
So Subpaisa, you know, as you mentioned, few of the products. So apart from this, we also have, you know, some other solutions also in place. So we are building all the solution as a SaaS-based solution.
Right.
Right. So where we can, you know, do some plug-in and play, and we can, you know, immediately roll out our solution to the market.
You know, compliance is among fintech companies, compliance remains a key issue. And it's also a bottleneck in many respects because it creates friction in terms of pace.
Mm-hmm.
How does AI solve this problem for fintechs?
You know that RBI is coming with AI compliance things, right? Obviously, it's a bit... challenge for the industry, especially for the fintech, right? Because we are closely working with the fintech domain, right? And our partners are bank, right? And there are other, you know, NPCI is also there.
Right.
So the challenge, obviously, it is there about the compliance, and there are lots of investment which we are actually doing for, to maintain the compliance and all. But going forward, maybe down the line after 6 months or 1 year, the system will mature enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, recall maybe 4 years back, everybody was hesitating to make the transactions over any app and all. People were scared about, you know, to opening the demat accounts and all, if you remember that. Now, if you'll go to any platform, right? Maybe in 1 hour or two hours,
correct.
The KYC is done, everything is there. So it's depend on the mindset and the new generation which is coming, especially this Gen Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they understand, okay, what is in favor and what is not in their favor, right? Obviously, security is a concern and the platform which we are building, those platforms are compliant. And government and RBI is coming with n number of norms. And obviously, we have to, you know, comply all those things. But the system which we are building, those are compliant. And we are trying to, fulfill whatever compliance which are ready.
Yes. Absolutely. Now, if you look at India, for instance, let's take a step back and, probably a step up and look at it from the top. India processes real-time payments, the volumes, far, far greater in number than anywhere else in the earth. What does it mean for companies who are building here in India?
I'm just quoting one example. So, in Jan month, especially, UPI was having, I think, 27.6 billion transactions they process,
yeah.
Right? So, yes, you can assume with the rest of the world that, okay, where we are, right? Now, as a Indian company, as a startup, or I will not say we are a startup now, we are a, 8-9 years old company. So whatever solution which we are building, right, those are scalable, and we are actually creating this solution as a infra solution, right?
Mm.
So we are building our infra such strong, right, taking the advantage of this cloud companies or other things, that okay, in the future, right, if you are building any solution,
mm-hmm.
that should be robust, scalable, mm-hmm. right, and that should have the speed also, right? So speed is also one of the key component, right?
Right.
So especially in India, now you cannot say, okay, you are building the solution. Now we have to build the solution in such a way that, okay, this should have all the scalability things in place and it can process whatever transactions are there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you look at the way the market is expanding in India, particularly in a formalized financial system, and there's a lot of financialization that is of payment systems that is taking place beyond the big cities and towns. And however, there is a challenge. Now, the challenge is, of course, of language. There is a linguistic barrier because most of the communication that is taking place is either taking place in English or in Hindi. So, do you see, it's often said that the next 500 million customers are actually in the vernacular speaking space. What is it that you are doing in that space? Are you getting into voice banking in regional languages? Is there a plan that you're working on?
Yeah, Gaurav. So, you rightly mentioned that, okay, now our system is in place, right? And this is a very valid point that, okay, we are, have to move into tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 cities also. And obviously, language is a barrier. So, by this AI thing, now we are breaking this language barrier.
Hmm.
So, AI is helping us or to any company that, okay, now language is not any barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are trying to create, some AI conversational bots,
mm.
and we are basically integrating those bots with our systems, right?
Right.
Okay, if somebody is coming and they are trying to find out any kind of payment, maybe they are stuck somewhere.
Mm.
So our AI conversational bot will help them to, find out some solutions of their queries and all.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, we have come to a situation, Amit, where AI agents are making decisions. So, agentic commerce is here. Now, is it science fiction or are we closer to reality now?
I will say we are close to reality now, right? Mm. And maybe down the line after 6 months, 1 year,
mm-hmm.
you will find, okay, especially in this automation era,
mm.
most of the agents will be in place, right?
Mm.
And especially the new starters which are, coming. One or two founder or maybe one or two person will be operating those. And rest of the things will be done by the agents, right?
So, there will be fewer and fewer people working in the newer fintech companies?
I will not say like this, but yes, there will be new companies which will be coming,
mm.
right? And but the most of the things will be done by the agents, right?
Right.
Especially the automation part. I'm not talking about the compliance. Yes, manual intervention will be there.
Right.
And obviously that is for the validation part and all,
mm.
right? Yes.
So if let's take a look at a big picture of SubPaisa itself, and you know, SettlePaisa solves settlements, QuickPaisa handles collections, Xchain routes payments. But when I look at a full picture, Discover, KYC, onboarding, checkout, refunds, chargeback analytics, these are just not products. What are you actually building?
So we are moving into enterprise things, right?
Right.
So these solutions we are building for the enterprise. Initially, we build these solutions for SubPaisa only to make the things easy. Like settlement is one of the key component which we have with us. But now we will be offering our SettlePaisa to the enterprise, right? Similarly, this exchange, so this solution we are building for the bank, right? So because we have the bank partner, so this is an orchestration platform.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever solutions we are building, that is for the enterprise, right? So
right.
Along with us, rest of the enterprise, they can take the advantage of our solutions. And maybe if they have something in their mind, then we can customize easily because of this AI thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Amit, final question, and this is about, we briefly alluded to it when we discussed during the course of a conversation about the pace at which AI is enabling solutions and solving challenges, which now, if you go by that and if you look into the future, what looks unimaginable now or probably looks nearly impossible now probably will become mainstream and normalized in next 3 to 5 years. So that is the pace at which AI is solving problems, and that is making systems more efficient. New products are coming, productivity is rising, and you know, newer services are emerging, which probably was outside of the thinking arena. What is AI doing for the payment space? Where is AI taking the payment system space in India?
So obviously, you have seen this payment transformation in India for in last 10 years, right? Because of AI thing, right? Now we will be touching all those areas, where we are not yet, right? Especially in the rural areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by AI things, right, we as a company, right, what we are thinking that, or maybe the rest of the world which they are working the payment domain, right? So we will be building the solution in such a way that, okay, everybody can utilize those, right? Those should not be there on the, this is the thing only this person or this particular entity will be using, right?
Absolutely.
So that is our plan.
Absolutely. And this is where the deployment of AI is also taking place in the broader fintech space in India.
True.
Thank you, Amit, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us and sharing your deep insights on a range of issues. Thank you again for joining us. So now we understand the building blocks of a unified merchant operating system. But real change begins when someone chooses to challenge business as usual, stays ahead of the curve, and is able to inspire faith. In the episodes to come, we'll take you closer to the people behind SubPaisa and the thinking that's shaping this ecosystem. Until then, stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.